is BK International Super Talent Scout, bringing to you live the best in the Northwest. BK presents, featuring international and local gospel artists, civic leaders and community workers, authors and bloggers, nonprofit organizations, and business leaders.
Tune in on demand on BKPresents.com.
BK Presents, promoting the good news in contemporary fashion.
Stop by and visit our podcast library today. Tell a friend to lock it in on BKPresents.com.
Hi, my name is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise,
wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Christy Jordan with the Rivers of Praise, and I am so thankful for my family and my friends, and just to know that Jesus Christ saved me, loved me, and cares about me beyond all imagination. Hi, this is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise. Happy holidays from our families to your family.
Hi, my name is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise.
We are wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. How will you give thanks? Hi, my name is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, my name is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise, wishing your friends and family a very Merry Christmas season.
Hi, my name is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise. Get into the spirit of Christmas.
Hi, my name is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise.
Get into the spirit of Christmas by remembering
Jesus is the reason for the season, yeah.
Hi, my name is Christy Jordan,
and we're Rivers of Praise.
Get into the spirit of Christmas by remembering
Jesus is the reason for the season, yeah.
You ready? Okay. All right. This is BK Presents. I'm on the radio with Assistant Pastor Lee Rice. How you doing today, Pastor Lee Rice?
I'm doing good, Brother Brian. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm so glad that you've been hanging out with me in the studio today. Now it's time for you to tell your whole story. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Brother Brian.
All right. How did you become the Assistant Pastor of Faith Gospel Church?
Well, I was at another church in Tacoma, Washington, but the Spirit of God was moving with me. Sometimes you got to move to get your blessing. You know, if you want, in order for a change to happen in your life, a change must occur. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. So therefore, I thank God that the Spirit of God was working with me. He said, I have something for you to do. And so I need to take you out of here and place you over there. So I went over there, and I found a man called Pastor John Rutland. Pastor John Rutland, he was a blessing to me, so I thank God for him. Then he found favor in me. Then he ordained me to be his assistant pastor.
What kind of work are you doing over there? You teach Sunday school, youth ministry. What role are you playing as an assistant pastor to grow the church?
Well, the first role is to be obedient. That's very important, to be obedient to your pastor. So, you know, the pastor got a lot of stress on him. So whatever he had for me to do, I would do. I teach the youth Sunday school. By the grace of God, I teach Bible study along with Minister Davis. He's another preacher over there with me. So we cover a lot of material in Bible study.
Now, how do you cover the material in Bible study? What methods are you using in your Bible study?
As of right now, the Lord bless, we use inductive style teaching, Brother Brian.
What is inductive style teaching?
Inductive style teaching is, that is when I ask my students to read the whole chapter and have them make one sentence to tell that whole chapter. So therefore, in inductive style teaching, we go verse by verse, line by line, comma by comma, semicolon by semicolon. Because the thing is, everything means something. That comma means something. That semicolon means something. That period means stop sign. So a lot of people run stop signs. And if you take the word of God out of context, you're not going to get a full understanding. So therefore, I teach them to look for key words in the scripture. Key words are very important when you look into the scripture. And also, I teach them about parallelism.
What is parallelism?
A lot of times we are familiar with parables.
Yeah, I know all about parables. Been knowing about parables.
But parallelism, that is when you look at the scripture and they are separated by a comma or semicolon, and the first part of that scripture either support, progress, or the opposite of the second half of the scripture.
Okay. So you giving them a full meal deal when they come to Sunday school and Bible study?
Well, when they come to Sunday school, I work with my youth a little different. But when they come to Bible study with the adult class, we have a beautiful time.
I mean, you giving them a full mental and spiritual workout.
But you know, the reason that is so important, the reason teaching is so important, and the reason people need to take teaching so important, because you know what? We will give a person injustice for them to get out of their bed, jump in their car, drive across town, and sit in a Sunday school or Bible study when the teacher don't know what they're talking about.
Woo! Woo! This studio is on fire. Pastor Lee Rice, do we need to call the Tacoma Fire Department?
No, we're going to call the Holy Ghost and burn it.
Woo! Man.
Yes, Lord.
Let's talk about your own personal ministry that you have developed called MinisterRice.com. How did you come up with that name for your personal ministry?
Well, the thing is about that, I was thinking about what ministry should I name? It's God's ministry, this ministry, the world ministry. It's so many ministries out there. So the Lord, I just put MinisterRice.com. On my website, you will find the true word of God. You will not find the word of God being compromised. By the grace of God, if you want to listen to a message, listen to the word of God with live footage. You have that there. If you want to listen to some music, by the grace of God, you have that there. If you want a prayer request, by the grace of God, we have that there also for you.
Wow. How are you using YouTube to promote the good news in your ministry?
YouTube, see, the thing about social media, a lot of time, church people are intimidated by the social media. Not all, but the ones that are in a little older generation, they feel intimidated because they don't know how to do it. Now, by the grace of God, Satan using the social media to do what he want to do. Satan putting everything out there on YouTube, what he want to put out there. It put from the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent out there on that social media. But what about God's people? God's people need to take a stand. And if you have the capability of sharing the word of God, if you cannot afford your own television network, get yourself a social media video page. and you can be a blessing to so many people.
Now, let's talk about that first YouTube message that went out. How did that happen?
Well, we're going to get to that about my group, but I bought a video camera originally for my group, but you're going to talk to me about that later on. So, therefore, I was at home, and the Spirit revealed unto me, saying that you record your group, you can record your messages. So, therefore, the message in which I give you is not only for you. It is for the world. It is for others to listen to over and over again, so it could be a blessing. So, therefore, when they listen to the message over and over again, it can soak in like a sponge. Sometimes, you know, when you hear a pastor or a preacher preaching and they go live and you may say, what did they say? What did they say? I missed that. But a video, you can hit the rewind button all you want, and you just can soak in that word of God, and it just soak on in on you. So I thank God that the Spirit quickened me to utilize that camera to do my recording of my first message that I did years ago. And right now, just no promotion, not doing it, nothing big. By the grace of God, I have over 16,000 hits. I think between 11 to 16,000 hits on my YouTube page alone.
Wow, that's great. Now, what countries are people listening to your YouTube messages?
Oh, wow. We're all through Africa. All through from the top, middle, and bottom of Africa, the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, the Virgin Islands, Uganda, just everywhere are being blessed. So, therefore, the Bible teaches us we got to go out to people. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, Lord, how can I reach people? The social media.
How are you using Twitter? How many people is following you on Twitter?
On my Twitter page, by the grace of God, and I thank God for CAN 2009. I'm in partnership with them. I follow them on my Twitter page. But my Twitter page, I have over 21,500 people. Now, if you really look at that 21,500 people that are following me, by normal stats on Twitter, each person that on Twitter has a number approximately 120 followers. Now, some people don't have 120 followers. Some people have 35. Some people have 10. Some people have 50. Some have 60. But the thing is, it balances it out because some people have 3,000. So if you take 120 and multiply it times 21,500, that is over 2 million people on my first tier. And I thank God for that. What a powerful tool. And also, you can reach me at LeeRice808 on Twitter.
Now, what are you promoting on Twitter? Are you promoting your sermons, your songs, your ministry, or are you just sending out Power Pack 140-point messages? Because you can only use 140 characters on Twitter, right? So how are you using Twitter as a ministry to impact people?
Edification. Spiritual edification. Something simple as God loves you. You tweet that. For all have sinned. You tweet that. God can save you. You tweet that. But they're coming out at all the time. All the time. It just coming. It never stop. No edification. Keep coming all the time. And also, by the grace of God, I implement my music. Then I implement, by the grace of God, my video links on Twitter. And also, my Twitter page is connected to my Facebook page.
Woo! Twitter connected to Facebook. And he's all over YouTube, all around the world. I'm talking to Assistant Pastor Lee Rice, Faith Gospel Church. So let's talk about being on All Nations TV in Texas. How did that happen?
The social media. Brother Milton Wallace out of Texas contacted me and asked me what I would love to be a part of his network. I said, sure. So he's noticed that I had some of my messages posted on YouTube. So therefore, the messages that I post on YouTube and the messages that God will bless me to preach in the future will be a part of the All Nations Television Network out of Texas.
Wow. Man, he's doing it big and he's growing. Lee, you're not just a preacher. You're not just a Twitterer or a Facebook person broadcasting on YouTube. You are somebody's gospel singer. How did you get started in singing gospel music?
Gospel music, my mentor, by the grace of God, is my father. I thank God for my father, Reverend Robert F. Rice from Columbus, Mississippi. I always watch him singing around the house. But God blessed me back in 94. I was in Yakima, a training center in Washington State. And we was out there in the cold, and I was humming a song. And David Dunbar, I called David over and I said, David, and he started humming with me. I said, David, you want to join my group? He said, yeah. He said, what group? I said, this group. I said, so we got started right there.
Wow. Now, what is the name of this group that we're talking about?
The name of the group is Heavenly Sent. Heavenly Sent, S-C-E-N-T, and the name of the album is Double Dose.
The name of the album is Double Dose. The group name is called Heavenly Sent. Do you have a website for Heavenly Sent?
Yes, you can go to www.heavenlysentgospel.com. That's www.heavenlysentgospel.com. Or you can Google our name, and we on iTunes. We just everywhere out there by the grace of God.
Okay. Let's talk about some awards that your group has won. Tell us about some of the awards you've won for Heavenly Sent.
By the grace of God, we were nominated for the People Choice Award. Okay. And we brought home 2 Black Essence Grammy Awards. Also, wow, what other awards?
Now, where did you get the Black Essence Grammy Awards at?
Oh, we was nominated, and we went to South Bend, Indiana.
What was that like being in South Bend, Indiana?
It was a very nice experience. Matter of fact, we have a live footage video on the Heavenly Sent YouTube page. We was at breakfast. We was downstairs in breakfast, and right before the Black Essence Grammy show, we were down there eating breakfast, and step by step of the trip is on the Heavenly Sent YouTube page.
All right, y'all got to check that out. Now, take us to the awards. We're sitting down, and tell us what that experience was like. What were you feeling inside when you heard your group nominated? What did it feel like?
It felt so good. It felt like all our work was not in vain. God remember Heavenly Sent. I thank God for blessing Heavenly Sent. And the group received an award. And also I received my own award by the grace of God.
Now what personal individual award did you receive?
Stewardship.
Okay, so now we got everybody at the award show. Everybody's feeling that good feeling. Mm-hmm. Now, describe what it was like to walk up on the stage and actually accept the award.
It felt very dynamic, Brother Brian, because the thing is, Heavenly Sent represents a lot of people struggling. Struggle, been singing for a long time. We took the award by just humble, out of being humble. You know, people been scuffling. Now, the Lord bless Heavenly Sent been together 18 years. So, you know, 18 years. And, you know, my words to anyone out there, don't give up. You know, we just received the awards in 2011. So we've been singing for 17 years, and I 18 years in 2012. 17 long years.
Whew. Wow. Let's talk about you guys singing on Bob. Wait. We got to take a pause. What did you say when you took the award in your hand? You know, everybody always gives a little speech. Can you remember what you said to the audience when you accepted the award?
First, I thank God.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Man, that's what it's all about.
Then I thank my wife for sticking by me.
Woo! Gotta thank the wife.
Yeah, she went down there too.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know, sometimes you have to have the one that God gives you. And the reason I say that is because after all these years of struggling, my wife, by the grace of God, stood by me. She never came to me and said, it's not going to work. She never came to me and said, you ain't going to do nothing. She never came to me, but she stuck by me. She encouraged me. And I thank God for her. So therefore, I thank God. I thank my wife. And I thank the one who gave me the award.
Wow, man, that was nice. I'm in the studio with Jay Bellamy. Jay, are we getting all this on tape? All right, that's Jay Bellamy, the engineer in the control room. Everything's sweet. Everything's glorious. It's going down on tape. We're loving what you say, man. This is a keeper, brother. This interview right here is going to be a keeper. So let's talk about you guys singing on Bobby Jones. How did you guys even get connected with Bobby Jones?
By you, BK.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, you did that for us. Thank God for you, brother. You did a beautiful job. You referred us to Bobby because I forgot the young lady's name who was his secretary at that time. I forgot her name, but it was you. I thank God for you. And you planted that seed out there about the name Heavenly Scent. And by the grace of God, when you plant that seed and threw our name out there, we ran with it.
Man, you know what, man? I shared with a lot of people information on how to connect with Bobby Jones, and you're one of the few people that followed all the way through. That's just a sidebar note. Now, let's talk about what it was like going down to Nashville, hanging out with Bobby Jones at his television network studio.
I learned something very important about when you get to that level, when you get to the level of television and the magnitude of Dr. Bobby Jones, the thing I can share is discipline and professionalism goes hand in hand. And the reason why a lot of groups and musicians can't go to different places, not only the studio and live, because they don't have no discipline. When the stage man tell you don't play, he mean don't play. When the stage man tell you don't touch the microphone, he mean don't touch that microphone. And I'm sharing this with that someone who may be coming up in the ranks and they want to get to a whole nother level. Listen to the person in charge. If the man said don't pick your guitar, don't pick your guitar. If the man said don't tap your keyboard, don't tap your keyboard, because all of that goes into production. All of that got to be edited out. Everything has to be on point. And I learned a whole lot by sitting back and watching.
Woo! We are in school with Pastor Lee Rice. We are in Nashville with Bobby Jones. What was it like to be on that stage singing after Bobby Jones introduced y'all?
Being on that stage, it put Heavenly Scent in the family of great people. A lot of great people been across Dr. Bobby Jones' stage, and Heavenly Scent just had a little taste to be a part of that, and I thank God for that. You had great singers come through Dr. Bobby Jones, And, you know, and it's just a blessing just to be a part of that.
Now, what is Bobby Jones like as a person? Can you remember something he said to you guys or said about your group?
He mentioned that he really was appreciative of how Heavenly Scent was dressed. Heavenly Scent was dressed in tuxedos.
Woo! They weren't playing with it, y'all. They was tuxedoed out.
We were tuxedoed out. He said he told her we looked nice, and I thank God for that.
Wow. Man, you know, we spent the last few minutes talking about Bobby Jones. We talked about your television network, All Nations TV in Texas. People are going to be listening to your sermons live. And we also talked about you being an assistant pastor at Faith Gospel Church. So before we close the interview, what is next on the agenda for Assistant Pastor Lee Rice?
Stay prayerful. I'm going to stay prayerful and let the Lord lead me. And wherever he tell me to go, I will go. And I want to do my best for God, because he gave me his best. He gave me heaven's best. He gave me his son, Jesus the Christ. And, you know, he didn't do no wrong, but he was crucified and he bled and he died. But most of all, he rose on that third day with all power in his hand. So God gave me, the reason I can say me, because he said the Lord is my shepherd.
Uh-huh.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Come on.
And my is ownership.
He
belongs to many, but in that verse, he my shepherd.
Okay.
So I got to do my best for the Lord is my shepherd.
Okay.
So I have to do my best for him because he gave me his best. Whatever he have for me to do, I do.
Wow. We are completing a very thought-provoking, educating, insightful interview with Assistant Pastor Lee Rice. We're in the studios with Jay Bellamy downtown Tacoma, Washington, enjoying ourselves. Jay, is this a wrap? It's a wrap, baby. We'll see you next week.
To pray.
Presents, featuring international and local gospel artists, civic leaders and community workers, authors and bloggers, nonprofit organizations, and business leaders. Tune in on demand on BKPresents.com. BK Presents, promoting the good news in contemporary fashion. Stop by and visit our podcast library today. Tell a friend to lock it in on BKPresents.com.